This goes to Cheryl Young. S like Frank, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-831-4306. Regarding Karen, it's K-A-R-E-N, Ackerson, A-C-K-E-R-S-O-N. Date of birth, July 22nd, 1945. Dear Miss Young, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Miss Ackerson with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and rheumatoid arthritis. Her last visit was April 25th of this year. She has lost 3 pounds over the last 6 months. She has been well and has not been sick with COVID-19 illness, and she just recently got the bivalent COVID-19 vaccination without any adverse events. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no edema. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the lisinopril. It's 15 milligram daily. In addition to methotrexate, she takes 2.5 milligram tabs, 3 tablets once weekly. She does not use any oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical examination, weight is 240 pounds, pulse 55, oxygen saturation was 89% on room air, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cough was 160 over 80. The patient reports she's getting better readings at home, usually 140 over 80 or less. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites. And she does have compression stockings on, covering any edema that is generally present. Labs, most recent lab studies were done August 3rd of 2022. The creatinine is stable at 1.64 with estimated GFR of 32. Electrolytes are normal, calcium 8.8, albumin 3.8, phosphorus 3.9, hemoglobin 11.7 with a normal white count and a normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. Hypertension, slightly higher today in the office, but it's under better control at home. We will have her continue the 15 milligram of lisinopril daily. She will have lab studies done every 3 months, and she will have a follow-up visit in this office in the next 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.